Well, hello, hello, hello. It's Dr. D here of God's Own Divine Design, the faith-based platform where less is more, less religiosity, and more relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am so happy to be back on the airwaves with you today. I cannot tell you what life has been like over the last several months, but I can say this: glory be to God for the things He has done. I'm excited about being back with you because I missed you. I missed having a voice and having the opportunity to shed revelation teaching to the next generations of Y and Z, and even Alpha, because it's needed. And because I want to do it the kingdom way, I am going to start with prayer. I am going to talk a little bit about the background for those of you who may be listening for the first time. And then I'm going to share a scripture with you, and we're going to be out of here. But before I do that, I just want to say, be on the lookout for GODD, or God's Own Divine Design, becoming more interactive. Because when I wrote the segue to this platform, I wanted to be able to say that we were discussing, or that we were interacting. And so far, it's just been a one-way street. It's just me. So I want to include you in discussions. I want to hear your questions, your concerns, so that I will best meet your needs. I'm not saying that I know everything, because definitely I do not. But one thing is for sure: when we delve into the Word of God together, we are sure to get an answer that is going to be kingdom worthy. And that is what this platform is about. It's about women and all things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So, if you're ready, let's get started. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we enter into your presence with thanksgiving, and unto your courts with praise. Lord, we lift your name on high because you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. You are definitely the one and only God. Thank you, Lord, for being our King and our Savior. Thank you, God, for making us kings after your own heart. Thank you, Lord, for blessing and keeping us. Now, Lord, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins, that you would fill me afresh with your Spirit, that I won't say or do anything that is not pleasing unto you right now. Lord, be a guard or a door about my mouth when I'm about to say something that may be inappropriate or not right. Lord, I pray that you would bless the hearers, that they would hear you and not me. Lord, I pray right now that some young woman or man listening will be blessed. And should there be anyone on the line who has not yet accepted you as their personal Savior, my prayer and declaration is that they will feel comfortable enough right where they are to utter the words that need to be said in order for them to make you Lord of their life so that they can be saved today. It is in Jesus' name that we pray all these things, asking and believing that we receive in Jesus' name. Amen. And so today, I'd like to start out just by talking a little bit about where the name God's Own Divine Design came from, and the guiding scripture. It is okay to be creative. God made us to be creative. In fact, He conceived us out of His own creativity, out of His own mind, first, before we even had a body or an earth suit to move about the earth. So it is more than acceptable to God that you be unique and that you be creative. However, I would encourage any woman, any man, any girl, any boy to make sure that you can back up what you're saying and what you're doing with scripture. And that's so easy because God left nothing out. Any and every question that you could ever want answered, you can find it in the Word of God. If you look, if you study, if you dig deep enough, I'm confident that it is there. And if it's not, then it is just something that will be answered on the other side. Amen? Amen? So be creative. Be spontaneous. Be yourself in this season, in this hour, in this day, in this time. But always try to link it back to the things of God. And you'll never go wrong. Just wanted to throw that in. So, God's Own Divine Design, G-O-D-D. Well, God gave me that name for ministry many years ago. I'm going to say over 10 years ago, over a decade ago. And I even remember where I was. I was seated in church, pastor up preaching, and clear as the bright of day, I could hear the Lord speaking to me saying, you've got to start a ministry for young women, and it needs to be called God's Own Divine Design. Well, at that time, I wasn't aware of my prophetic gifting, nor was I wanting it. So it was scary to me that I knew that this was God speaking to me. Probably wouldn't have recognized it so easily had I not been still, not been in church, and not been open to what God was saying. Because actually at the time, I was praying. I was talking to God within my mind. So to myself, I'm praying and I'm talking to God about this young lady who was in my class. And this young lady was one of the first students that I met in when I started my teaching career. And she would tell me pretty often how inadequate she felt that I was as a teacher. And at that time, as a novice teacher, I wasn't sure of myself. I didn't have all the answers, and I certainly didn't know all the content that I was supposed to be teaching. That's a story for another day and another time. You can actually get away with not knowing everything all at once, being a teacher of record in the classroom. But to get back to the story, this young lady challenged me in so many ways that even Sunday mornings, I was thinking about her and how difficult the relationship was. Well, God blessed because He would not allow me to give up on my student. He would not allow me to give up on myself as a new teacher. What ended up happening was I continued to pray, and he gave me more responsibility, more revelation knowledge to share. And before the end of that school year, that young lady had gone through several tumultuous incidents and circumstances. But glory be to God, by the time she graduated, I had adopted her as my adopted senior and daughter. She has since then gone off into the military, become a homeowner. She's super successful. She's a nurse. I'm really, really proud of her. And I love her. I love Blanca to pieces because Blanca wouldn't let me settle for being second best or just a teacher. She pulled on me to the point where I found myself going back to grad school to major in education, instruction, and curriculum so that I could give her what she required and what she demanded. Now, going into it, I didn't feel that way, but I learned a valuable lesson. Sometimes when you feel like people are being unnecessarily difficult and it continues to go that way, It's simply because God wants to grow you. God wanted to grow and stretch me beyond just being a teacher, but also being a servant leader to a younger woman. Hallelujah. He wanted more. He knew that I had it down in me, and he wouldn't let go. He would not move my student. He did not change the circumstances. He required and got more out of me. And I'm so glad now, looking back in retrospect, that he did just what he did. My daddy said, I know you can overcome this. I know that you can find a way to get on top of this relationship and be beneficial for this young woman. Now, at the time, it hurt. At the time, it seemed like God wasn't hearing me. At the time, it seemed like he was nowhere around. He had just abandoned me. You dropped me in this new job. You gave me all of these difficult students. I don't know what I'm doing. I should have chosen the low road instead of the high road. And now I'm out here by myself. I was never alone. This young lady came to challenge me so that I would be better. Here I was thinking that I was doing something for her, and I did. It was a mutual relationship, but she was right alongside and in the process of me gaining as I was giving. So that is the case in point that I want to make today. Wherever you might be in a situation, it may be your job, it may be a personal relationship, it may be even with a family member, it doesn't even have to be romantic. It can be a personal relationship or a professional relationship that's particularly difficult and you don't know why. Oh, I'm here to help. I'm here to superimpose. I'm here to lead. I'm trying my best to show them what a kingdom believer looks like. But are you growing? Are you really seeing it through the lens of God? See, that's kingdom. It's not just knowing who you are. It's also walking in purpose. And sometimes walking in purpose means that we've got to stretch ourselves. And even when we think it's to the limit, God knows. In fact, he's the only one who truly knows our limit. Let me just read the guiding scripture for God's own divine design. This is the passage of scripture that God gave me to solidify the name G-O-D-D. Because even in that, I was insecure about saying G-O-D-D because that spells God with an extra D. God. With an extra D. Let that soak in. With someone who was unsure and not confident in the position that God had placed her. I wasn't confident enough to tell nobody that God's own divine design was supposed to be God, G-O-D-D. I was not even confident to put it on a shirt. So it's no wonder that God didn't release me to have a ministry back then. He just gave me the name. He says, you got to get ready. You got to level up because you're ashamed of who you are in me. In me. This wasn't even personal. I was in Christ. And yet I was too small to walk this thing out the kingdom way with my crown on going, yes, I'm a mini God. I call my daughter my mini me. I call my son my mini me. How come I can't be God's mini me? Let's go to Genesis. Chapter 1, where it all began. And I'm going to read starting at verse 26. So Genesis 1:26 and 1:27 in the New Living Translation. Listen how it reads. It says, then God said, let us, meaning Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, make human beings in our image. What is an image? It's a picture. So if God made me the picture of him, woo, that's good. you can finish that for yourself, because I have so many adjectives on the end of that for D. But what are your adjectives? If God made me in his own image, whoo, that means I can. That means I am. That means I will. That means I should. Oh, it goes on and on. Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. To be like us. It was always God's intention that we ladies were like him. They will reign over the fish of the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. Verse 27 reads, so God, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male, and he created female. He created them. Gotta read 28. It's so beautiful. 28 says, then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. When God repeats himself, that means he wants you to take special notice of what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I could shout right there. Be fruitful and multiply. Hallelujah. Fill the earth. Govern. Reign. That's kingdom vocabulary. He's telling us what to do and how to do it, and even how to act it out. Yes. He called us blessed. He told us to reign. He told us to rule. He told us what to reign and rule over. He made it very clear. But yet, I found myself doing the opposite. Why? Because when I read that passage of scripture, I didn't take it to heart. I honestly didn't view it as pertaining to me. See, when you read it in other versions, it doesn't really specify the female. So I thought that God was just talking to the male. But as I began to dig deeper and do my research, I found that that term, man, was not, it was not sexual. It was more a unisex term in the Greek and Hebrew. So when you go a little deeper and you start to excavate true meanings of some words, you'll find that the definition goes deeper than what it sounds in Western culture. What we're used to man meaning may not be what it means in the Bible, because, of course, the Bible was not initially written in English. So think about that as you delve deeper into the Word of God. Wherever you see man, plug your name in. Make it personal and apply it to you, as long as it's in context. Amen. That changed my life when I started looking at that passage of scripture correctly, because then I began to focus on what God wanted me to focus on. Rather than focusing on he's talking to men, I began to focus on he's calling me a king. He made me in his image. He made me like him. He made me in his likeness. So not only did he make me to think and act like him, he made me to look just like him. And so if I say that my God is King of Kings, I'm a king. I lord over what he's given me stewardship over. And then as I do that well, he adds to my territory. He gives me more influence. I close with this. God has no problem with us walking in the earth as him. In the fourth dimension, we must be willing and able to act as God. We are his representation on the earth, and it's up to us to show the world what Jesus really looks like. It's up to us. So not only are you kings, or kings and queens, if you'd like to keep your feminine version, but we're also ambassadors of Christ. He said, not only look like me, not only look like us, but act like us. And so I want to leave you with that. You're royalty. You're supposed to be reigning. You're supposed to be ruling. You're supposed to be managing. You're supposed to be directing. You're supposed to be annihilating that which is dark. Because what is God? God is light. So when we walk into that place and there's a dark looming spirit, expect to make some devils mad. Expect to make some demons tremble. And then you put that imaginary rod in your back so that that crown will not tilt to the left or the right, and you continue to walk this thing out the kingdom way. That's all I have for today. I will see you back here on next Tuesday, Lord willing. But until then, I want to make sure that if there's anybody listening that has not made the declaration that Jesus Christ is Lord, but you want to, you're ready, you've been chomping at the bit for an opportunity, I would be more than happy to guide you through a very simple prayer where you can leave away from the platform today knowing not only that you're a king, not only that you reign and rule, but that you have a Lord and Savior in Jesus Christ. Are you ready? Okay, repeat these words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Today, I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. Take me into your family as your child. Devil, get out of my life. I serve you no longer. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. It is in your name I pray. Glory to God. If you just repeated that simple prayer, know this. Heaven is holding a party on your behalf. Why? Because you are now a member of the body of Christ, and you are going to live on in paradise with the Lord forever. Glory to God. Get with a good Bible teaching church, fellowship with like-minded believers. Get yourself a Bible that you enjoy reading and understand. In other words, find the version that best suits you. I love the New Passion Translation, even though it's not completely finished. It'll give you the New Testament. It will give you Psalm. It will give you Proverbs. Get it. It will. Some of the New Testaments have been published as well. I love the Passion Translation. I love the Message Bible. I call it the Messy Message Bible, but it talks in everyday language. I love the New Living Bible. I love the Spirit-Filled Bible. And I've been rocking real tough with the New Living Translation for about a year, year and a half. Find one of those versions that speaks to your heart and start reading it for yourself. And watch, in 1 year, you will not be able to recognize yourself, because you're going to grow that much. 1 year. Get with the Bible teaching church. Align yourself with like-minded members and read your word. And I can promise you, in 1 year, you will be totally transformed into a human being that you did not recognize. Oh, you're going to be reigning. You're going to be ruling. You're going to be subduing. And I can't wait to hear from you. So stay tuned. God's Own Divine Design is back. And there's not going to be any breaks, as far as I can see, in the name of Jesus. So meet me back here next Tuesday. I love you. And the Lord definitely does. Until then, Dr. D signing out. I'll be praying for you. And please pray for me. Bye-bye.